Riding in a National Guard Humvee unit, we traveled the thruway from Cheektowaga into South Buffalo, where snow was piled several feet high in front of homes, businesses, and outside Mercy Hospital along Abbott Road. It was where the governor thanked National Guard units for their snow removal effort to make sure emergency care was available to citizens.
And if we didn't have the National Guard out here, it would have been an entirely different situation. You literally, people would have died.
The tour continued into the town of Hamburg at a state-operated disabled group home in a residential area along Big Tree Road. Healthcare worker Stacy Pettigrew cares for four individuals at that home. She was thrilled to see the National Guard troops working to shovel her driveway when the governor arrived.
Well, right now we can't go anywhere, but hopefully once the roads open up, we could be on our way to where we don't know, but we'll get out.
The tour continued into Orchard Park along Lake Avenue. The National Guard had just arrived before the governor. Ken and Janice Glasgow have lived there for 26 years and said it was the worst they've ever witnessed.
It was hard to even get in here, let alone, you know, I mean, they're here, they're helping, and, you know, we'll persevere. You know, we're Buffalo. This is what we're used to. This is what we do.
We'll survive. We'll get through it.
Yep.
A major effort is now underway to clear out abandoned vehicles that are scattered throughout the South towns. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.